This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Hour Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Tagovailoa. Not
Tua Tagovailoa.
A forever Dolphins quarterback.
Tua.
It's Hour Tua. It's Hour Tua.
Tua.
Tua, Tua, Tua. Tua, Tua, Tua. Can go to hell. Tua Tagovailoa. Dolphins quarterback.
Daddy loves you guys.
Hour Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Check the history of food.
Hour Tua the program, ladies and gentlemen. Could have kept going. There you go, Leroy. Get those headphones working. Welcome on into the Tobin and Leroy Show. It's Frog Week. It is Frog Week indeed. That won't stop us from giving you the silly sauce, the serious sauce, and everything in between. These headlines are brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. We just talked about it last hour. The streak has been snapped. Miami Heat did it, maybe.
Kinda.
We'll see. We got a big game coming up against the Golden State Warriors.
Hey, Vlad. So I get into it with Tobin all the time for this reason, right? If you beat this amount of teams below you and lose to all the teams above that, right? Don't you kind of fit right in the middle there?
You're mid.
As to what you are?
Yeah, you're mediocre.
Right?
I would even say we've been mediocre as of recent.
No, you've been below mediocre.
Yeah, it's been
below mediocre.
It has been bad, but is there a chance?
Chance for what?
Out of play-in.
I mean,
we got to rattle them off, baby.
They're not that far off.
Rattle them off, baby.
You would basically need to win, what is there?
Like
15 games left?
No, it's less, like 11 games.
Like 11, yeah, it's like 11 games.
30 and 41.
Come on, baby. Here we go. We got them right where we want.
There's 11 games left. You got to win all the games just to get the even.
Yeah, 41 and 41. Wow.
No.
That would be disgusting.
Never mind.
That would be disgusting and ruin all ping pong chances, so I don't like that very much.
I mean, look.
Do you believe this team can win 2 play-in games?
Not at all. I don't think they can win 2 games in a row.
They've never won 2 play-in games.
They've never won any play-in games. Like, have they?
Yes, they have. Every year they've
been. No, but they've never been a 9. Yeah, but they've never been 9-10 in the play-in.
9-10, right.
So they would have to win 2 play-in games in order to get to the playoffs.
Right. No, I'm saying, Vlad, they've never won 2.
Yeah.
Because they've been 7 or 8, and they always lost the first game.
Right, that's what I'm saying. But now they're 9-10.
Yeah, they can't win 2.
That's what I'm just saying. You could win 7 and 8 and just have to win 1. They got to win 2 to get in.
You know what sucks about that? Because all that does is ruin your ping pong ball
chance.
Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah. Currently, we are ranked 10th in the East. And it looks like unless the Raptors go on a run, will probably remain somewhere around there. The Bulls are right above us at 31-41, and the Magic right above them at 33-38. So it's interesting to see how the Miami Heat will close this season.
Can I just say this?
Want to be put out of my misery.
As fans, and I'm asking you two guys just because it's a blind spot for me. Are you happy when your team makes any type of playoffs, even though their record is horrible? And I don't, my thought behind it is as long as you get there, every year is on a curve. So some years, 55 wins is the number one seed, and then other years is the four seed. I can't, like, you don't know what that's going to be like from year to year. That being said, your team right now is, what, 11 games under?
Yeah.
If they were to get in the play-in and then even win two play-in games, is that, like, how do you feel about that?
It depends on the state of the team. Now, if this was a young team, that was
you feel that. Well, it is different. It's kind of a young team. You don't have a lot of guys over 30.
But you've got guys who've been playing in important games at least for the past 5-6 years. You have Bam. Right. You have Tyler. This is not
right.
This is not what they're used to. So that's why.
Right.
If this was a younger team, put it this way: if there was no Bam and Tyler, this was like Nico, Khalil Ware.
Then you would want them to get
the. Yeah, you would want them to get the experience, and then be like, okay, cool. Now they've got that experience; they know what it takes. Next year, they'll have improvement. But this is
right.
This is not that.
So I don't really know how to, you know, receive this information, being that the team has struggled for most of the year. And if they should happen to, you know, win two playoff games, get to playoffs, is how, as a fan, do you feel about that? Are you of the, you know, if you are the thought process, just get there, anything can happen? Or are you like, this is a lost cause, let's just Cooper flag it?
I guess because
I know as an athlete, I ain't never going out there to take no L.
It's the optimist and the pessimist, you know, as far as a Heat fan.
It's all rolled up in one, though, because I don't know what is the best. If you're a fan, you want to see your team win.
Do you?
Right?
Because I'm a fan of the Heat. I can say for sure I'm a fan of the Heat. I know this is not a team that can compete for a title. And I know I'm about 99% sure they can't even make it out of the East. Therefore, I look at the teams of the West, and I'm like, I know we can't beat them. No, we can't beat them. No, we can't
beat
them.
Can I just tell you, your percentages are low.
You think there's a 100% chance?
I mean, have you seen them play? And I'm just
– For sure.
And I'm going to put the last game, as much as I said, this is what the Heat have needed for the last couple years, is to know you have these two dudes that – can get you buckets. I'm going to say, you know, that's kind of what you were hoping to get when Wiggins got here a month or so ago.
Yeah.
However, I think there's something not right with the combinations that they play. Like, for the last 20 years, whenever the Heat threw somebody in there, it always seemed to work out, right? They give you valuable minutes. They increase their – in fact, go look at all the other teams that have picked the talent off of the Miami Heat to understand, you know, where the Heat are. And this is the first time where I feel like they really don't know who to play with who. Right? To the point where I would just say, stop worrying about the second unit, right? Put your best five out there and then go from there, because you're trying to win games. And your best five, whoever that may be, going to need to play the majority of the minutes because you trying to figure out what combination works is kind of not working, right? So I don't know how to go about the rest of the year. I just know that from a player's perspective, I don't care what my situation is. I want to go out there and compete, and I want to win.
Dane South brings up a good point that I'll get to quickly before I tell you what has distracted me this morning. Dane South says, people need to understand there is no quick fix for this team. There's no whale out there. Take the two draft picks this year. And
right.
I say that is a struggle that we're dealing with.
This is one of the more younger Heat teams that they've had in a while.
Yeah.
And my problem with this is you can't treat the young talent like you did in years past when you had all of the veterans around that could perform. This is one of the last couple of years, you have needed the young talent to be more productive. And my thing is, why prolong it? If I'm going to be 30 and 41 right now, I'm going to have my young guys taking their lumps so that I don't have to have this linger into next year. Yep. So while we sitting here talking about Kalel and we talking about his development and whatever,
had a good game this
I think he's 30 games behind.
Yeah.
Because they played games with him early on when, sure, you might have to coach him up a little bit more. Sure, you might have to give him a break. Sure, you might have to get him in the gym. Do it on the fly. Because guess what? I'm tired of guys getting to their third and fourth year, have a big year, and now you can't keep them because somebody else come in and pay them a whole bunch of money. You got to get something out of these guys at a younger age and develop them on the fly. Like, I don't care how hard Kalel's working. You know, you don't see, you don't see how hard he works in the gym. You don't see how hard he works at the practice facility. Okay, but guess what? He ain't playing against the other NBA players. And that's going to get him the most reps, the best reps. So go ahead on and throw him out there. If he looked tired, then you come to him and say, now you see what kind of shape we need to be in. Right?
Yeah.
And you coach him up on the fly. All these other teams are doing that. Right? When you look at other teams that have a lot of young players, they taking their lumps.
Yeah. And as you see, Kalel Ware had a bit of a dip for a couple games, but these past three games, he's averaged double-digit points, rebounds. He had a good game yesterday, blocks. He's also a good passer. I think he had 5 assists yesterday, so you got to take those lumps. I wish, honestly, some of those guys that we see in the G League that, you know, like Josh Christopher, when the season is like it is now, I would like to see those players a little bit more active, like you said, because when else? When else is it going to happen? You know, when else
right,
is it
going to
happen? Right,
like you can't – here. And here's what I realized when I was playing. That there ain't nothing that could prepare me for Sunday except Sunday. Right? The intensity, the physicality – right, there was nothing that prepared me more for those situations other than playing on Sunday. And I don't care how hard a player works in the gym or against other people. I have a feeling that the game situations and being in the game and trying to regulate your breathing and trying to not get too fired up and stay in the moment and knowing what to do. The only way you can get through all that so you can comfortably play a game at your best level is by playing the game. So, yeah, I wish that they would, especially in a year like this, right? This team earlier in the year, with all the injuries and the dealing with Jimmy and all this stuff, that would have been a perfect time to just send Kalel out there and say, all right, big fella, go take your lumps. And yeah, coach him up on the sideline. I would have his own little personal guy every time he came off the floor, coaching him up. so that when we get to next year, or when we get to a point where, okay, now we're competing, Kalel has been through some of this stuff.
Why is Len calling me right now? That's strange. I think he knows what we're doing at this point.
Yo, Cap for Life is wild.
Cap for Life is suggesting crazy things. But he is also along the lines of, look, Leroy is touching on yet another error made by Eric Spoelstra this season. I'm, you know, maybe a little bit too critical when I say he's washed, but it does make you question sometimes of, like, some of the decisions he makes is like, okay, I don't know. I'll trust your vision, coach, but it's been questionable this season, to say the least.
I just, you can't have a majority of 25 to 20-year-old players on your team and not think that they're going to have to be the reason why you win. Like, we relying on all the veterans, right? And let's be clear. Some of these young kids coming out now have different skill sets and are talented and are sometimes more talented than the guys you rely on. And you say, oh, because I know where he's going to be and I can depend on him on both sides of the floor. Well, no, you can't, because y'all can't score points.
Now, while we're talking about coaches and bad decisions, one of the things that's been distracting me, I don't know, it's what is this? He wasn't on Get Up, was he? He was on ESPN2 prior to this getting on. Anyway, Carlos Boozer was on the screen with a very questionably black beard.
I'm sorry, bro.
Questionably black beard. Hey. You know he is he's a Beijing bandit from the past. And it reminded me of something that went viral this weekend, Leroy. I want to show you one of the best or worst hairlines that
I have definitely ever
seen. The worst. In sports history.
I've never seen it. Let me see it. Put it up.
J-Fig, if you can please put this photo up.
What? Look. What are we doing?
See, that's the...
It's a W. The Wu-Tang.
Wait. He looking like George Jefferson. Hey.
Does that not look like Pizza Hut?
Did he fade the top?
J-Fig, if you can also...
It looked like he faded to the...
Come on now. Come on now.
Wait, that's him too?
That's him, the same guy. Now, you know, he's got a little Beijing on it too, because you see the forehead has come down. It's no longer the Pizza Hut symbol as previously.
Wait. How do you have the George Jefferson?
What's going on
here? And yet, like, the way, like, he's like, that's how, you ever see the wave caps? You ever see when you're selling a wave cap?
Yep. Looked like he got a wave cap and then a wig on.
He looks like the model on the wave cap.
Let me do this. Let me say this. Like, look here.
I've never seen this before.
I would.
Okay.
Look. What,
this is not.
It's like a wax that ain't wax.
It's not doing him justice.
Oh, my. But
that is not doing this.
I can't even. Like, there is no explanation.
No. He sat in the barber chair. He said, sir, just close your eyes and do whatever you want.
He said, put these glasses on. He said, I want the George Jefferson. No, you don't, sir.
He's still paying off his haircut. That's what it is.
Yeah, that was me during COVID when I ain't cut my hair.
How long did you go? How long did it? But no, come on. That guy.
I went like. He manicured. I want to say I went like maybe a month. And. It was disgusting. Mm. I wore hats.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's how bad it was. But this dude right here.
No, this is.
You know what I love? You know what I love about people in this beautiful world?
Yeah.
Some are very naive, right? Very naive to how they think they look. Because sometimes you see somebody in an outfit. And you'll look over and you'll be thinking, didn't nobody stop you from leaving the house in that? You know, nobody was a good friend to you.
Yeah.
A good husband, good wife. Your kids didn't clown you. Right? If I wear something out, if I get something, like if I'm putting something together and I get ready to go to golf, I go by the door to go in the garage and I say bye to Rebecca. She'll go, mm-mm. No, absolutely not.
I mean, that's what we did to Tobin. We shamed Tobin into wearing actual shoes to the airport.
Well, did you see what he wore on Saturday night?
Oh,
I saw he had a suit jacket on, baby.
Listen, our boy made his debut doing the play-by-play, blow-by-blow action, if you will.
I'm going to let it slide. Just go.
For Dirty Boxing, which was, it looked like a pretty successful event.
Can I just say this?
Yeah.
Your last choice of words to finish up. With Dirty Boxing.
That's what I'm saying. At least I was going to let it slide, but then he goes and says Dirty Boxing. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah. But it was an interesting, interesting card. Of course, the 47-year-old phenom, Yoel Romero, ended his headlining bout with a knockout. No one was shocked by that at all. But it seemed like, you know, our boy did his thing there. I think after what?
Look at this. What are we doing? Y'all stop.
Shreethan said he was Brent Cheeseburger.
Brent Cheeseburger.
That's pretty.
We got Windhorse in that blue blazer.
They said he looked like Tony. Instead of Tony Romo, he looked like Tony Romas.
Okay. That's pretty good.
Hey, somebody said the coach got Leroy shoulder pads on his head.
Guys. Look, everybody, we have to say this when he gets back. Make sure we say it to him, too. So this is good. Remember the best ones. Tony Romas has to be said. I want to see you in a preview.
Cheeseburger is funny.
A little bit later, we'll get a chance to hear how our boy did
he
on the call.
He said Jim Hampley.
Jeez.
Hey, man, I can't let y'all.
Witcher. Iron Bagel.
Iron Bagel. We can't clown our boy like
that. Nah, Shmita's on fire today, bro. Out the gate.
This is great.
That man has been on fire from opening tip. Wow. Oh,
goodness.
That's an AO. Yeah. Look, if that doesn't get an AO, then I don't know what does.
I tell you what, though, and Marcos, you've heard me say this.
Yeah.
He may clown basketball players.
Yep.
He may not know their names. He may not, you know, when I ask him hockey questions, he may get mad at me. But I tell you what, if I'm watching boxing and something happened, that's who I'm calling.
Yeah, he knows his stuff. He knows his stuff
and
for sure.
The thing that pisses me off more than anything with this guy, if you pull a name out of a hat for a fighter that doesn't even fight in the U.S., he going to get his name perfect. Perfect. All of them.
I'm sorry. I got to read this last one, too. Corn on the cob, Costas. That's pretty good.
That's pretty good. It needs to stop. It needs to stop.
It's pretty good.
Stop. Stop. Stop.
Yeah.
He's like nine. He's on like on a curry streak right now, bro.
What
stop.
About Sloppy Joe Buck?
Point. Thought he's shooting from the logo right now. It's Witcher. Ridiculous. It's ridiculous right
now. That's Andrew Wiggins.
he's shooting from the logo. Stop.
Fat Summerall.
Oh, now they stop.
Troy Stakeman.
Four.
Now,
Bob is costume.
It is, of course, our Tua, so we will talk to Dolphins. When we come back, Sports Illustrated has dropped a list ranking the best available free agents that are on the Dolphins. We'll review that list, see if we agree, and then a little bit after that, Leroy's going to hand out his game balls and game bums from the weekend that was.
It's our number Tua with Tobin and Leroy.
Si el ritmo te lleva a mover la cabeza, ya empezamos como es. Mi música no discrimina a nadie, así que vamos a romper. Toda mi gente se mueve.
Welcome back to the Tobin and Leroy Show. It is Frog Week. Tobin will be out. Your boy holding things down. Vlad holding down the producer chair. Leroy, Figgy, holding things down from the home front.
Whoa, look at this.
Look at her accusing you of doing things.
Accusing. I'm just reading.
Just reading.
The stuff. I didn't egg anybody on.
Yeah.
I did not tell what people would to say.
It's true.
I'm just reading it.
It's just a victim in this all.
Yeah, I am.
When we were
damn
leaving.
Burrito's funny.
It's not stopping.
She said, now I'm surrogate shaming.
Slob greasy.
That's great. Before we left, I had teased a list. You know, it is list season. There's not too much action is going on at the moment. Therefore, it is that time where people put together and compile a bunch of lists that will usually piss Tobin off. This one, though, is a little bit different. I want to see if we agree with it. This one is written by Alan Poupart.
Our guy.
It's our guy. This was on Sports Illustrated, SI.com. It's ranking the remaining Dolphins free agents. Now, I'm going to start
it. It's been a garbage, like, it hasn't been a good, I don't think it's been a very good free agency class, because usually the sign of a good free agency class is a lot of competition for the same guys.
Yeah.
Whereas you see now, teams just coming in overpaying and getting a guy. Yeah.
Well, I mean, I will say, though, usually I see us win the offseason, and I'm like, we did it, baby. We're going to the Super Bowl this year. Look how dark his beard is, dude. What is he doing? Sorry. but the fact that we're not, like, there wasn't this big splash or this overspending, I kind of appreciate
it. There's nothing out there.
For sure. But, you know, some people will overspend.
But also.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what got him in this situation.
Yeah.
I would say this is a perfect example of, if you're a fan of the Dolphins, you should have the attitude that less is more. Now they're not spending money just to spend it, but they're trying to fill the holes. And however they do that, it's not going to be just from throwing money at a guy because he's available.
Correct. I think the addition of Westbrook at wide receiver was pretty good. And a few other depth adds, if you will. I'm not crazy about Zach Wilson, but I do like that we bolstered the offensive line.
It's a backup quarterback, dude. Why does everybody all of a sudden think they got a backup? Listen.
Nah, because the Jets stench. It's just Jets stench. That's all it is.
Listen to this.
Although I did like that workout video when he first got here.
Think about this. There's 32 teams with 25 quarterbacks. So, if you signing a guy for a backup and you mad because you don't know if he could start if your guy get hurt, if he could start, he would be on one of those other teams.
Facts.
So, yeah, why are we acting like we need a pro bowler as a backup?
Because everybody likes the big names. Like you said, there was no big names in free agency.
For sure.
And the names that were in free agency, because the extra money that was added in the salary cap, those teams just re-signed them.
Gotta admit, though, right. Leroy, this guy's got a little stink by his name.
Who, Zach?
Yeah.
Why? Because he apparently likes older women. So,
that's the best thing about him.
So here's the thing.
Also, he's a little mobile.
Jesus, you and the mobility.
Could we say the same thing about old boy that's with that just left the Vikings?
Correct. No, that is the same exact thing. He had some stink on him. Last you heard about him, he was seeing ghosts.
Well, here. Let me ask you this. Who had the stink on him?
Yeah.
Who has the stink on him more? The team that he played on or him?
No, I think it's the team for sure.
Because listen, you got to have talent to do what he did last year. Who is it?
Darnold.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah.
Right? We can all agree on that. You need talent. You can't just put a bum in there to do what Sam Darnold did last year with the Vikings.
Correct.
So, how many other quarterbacks out there like that? That they get drafted by bum organizations, the situation isn't great. You have to have a level of maturity to go through that. A lot of these guys really don't because they've never had to.
Yeah.
And
I think that's what we're hoping with the Zach Wilson thing. We're hoping for Sam Darnold
to. Well, first of all, you're not hoping to see Zach Wilson play at all.
For sure.
No, right. Exactly.
Sure. That's the first thing you're hoping
for. I'm saying, if your biggest complaint, when the season starts is who your backup quarterback is, that's first world problems.
That is first world problems everywhere but here, because we have the most injury prone quarterback possibly.
No, you don't.
Who's more?
There's other guys miss a lot of games. You just don't pay attention because they still win.
Deshaun.
And they still. It don't count if you don't even play.
Woo!
Yeah. But you get hurt.
Are you guys ready for this list? You want to see if you agree with this by any chance?
Yeah. With what?
With this
list. What was the list again?
Free agents.
Ranking the remaining Dolphins free agents.
The guys who are free agents who play for the Dolphins?
Correct.
Or?
Yeah. The ones that we potentially still could sign.
That played for the Dolphins last year?
Correct.
And so you want us to give thumbs up or thumbs down like in...
Yeah. Or if like...
Gladiator?
Yeah, exactly. You're not entertained. Are you not amazed?
We didn't need that. So good. That was unnecessary.
That was so good. Sorry. So we're starting off with number 13 here. I probably shouldn't even start here because I know this is going to piss Leroy off. But you know, in honor of our boy Tobin, who I'm speaking of as
I'm doing it right now.
Passed on.
I got it.
Long snapper. Okay. Jake McQuaid. Okay, cool. That's fine.
Jake McQuaid?
Yeah.
Did you know he was a long snapper?
No, I mean, we've had...
Okay, then that's all you need to know.
That's fair.
That's all you need to know. So,
all right, moving on. Thumbs down for him. Who cares? He probably won't get picked up.
He'll probably be back with the Dolphins.
Cool. Number 12, Anthony Schwartz. Didn't even know that he was on...
Is he he's a wide receiver?
Wide receiver coming off of a torn ACL.
Is he an accountant?
It sounds like that, right?
Yeah.
Intangible?
Anthony Schwartz.
Definitely intangibles.
But I'm going to say, I'm not going to give him a thumbs up or thumbs down. I'm going to do this simply because he doesn't tip the scale one way or another. They could probably re-sign and put him on a practice squad while he heals.
Hold on.
So that's why I'm not going.
Hold on. 4.25.
But he was in Cleveland.
Yes.
Fast, lightning fast guy.
Yeah.
They had questions about his ability to catch.
Okay. This is an intangible mix. I just want you to know that. This is Schwartz threw me off for a second. I ain't never seen a Schwartz.
Anthony Schwartz is not white.
Yeah, he's a little bit of a mix. I'd say it's
mommy black, daddy white.
This is 70-30. Okay. This is 70-30 for sure.
So he's light skinned with curly hair.
70-30.
Hey, you know I'm from New Orleans, so we got red bones, so I know what it looks like.
Oh, but this is
this is
a high yellow.
Yeah, this is you still got to put the degrees up 25-30 maybe
for sure. For
okay.
sure.
Maybe got to get right, to the 375.
Okay, so that was number 12. You know, you know him from Cleveland, but really, hasn't shown.
Can
too
run.
Much.
He can run now. If this team wants speed, he's that.
But he still doesn't check that box that we're looking for in regards to like height. I know we got our boy Westbrook in here, who's finally a 6-footer, but we need.
I just think that they it's another one of those guys that they could bring back, and you know. And see, but as far as just being a free agent, he's a free agent. And you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like nothing that I'm so far, I haven't gotten is guys that could be resigned to different, you know, roles or different amounts, but it's not nobody that you need to worry about. Ooh, if we don't resign him, he's going to go somewhere else because this guy's injured.
True.
The other guy's a long snapper. Which, why are we even talking about a long snapper being a free agent?
That
like,
is
people
that is
knocking the door down.
Let's get to some familiar
names. Now we're on 12?
Yeah, no, 12 was Anthony Schwartz. 11 is what we're on right now. And this one is one that I'm not necessarily too eager about. You know, I mentioned this with old Marchand over there, just messing up the vibes of the locker room. This is another snake in the grass.
JP?
Jordan Poyer. Snake in the grass, dude.
Oh, you think it's numb sound?
The only thing he did was injure Jalen Phillips last year.
Fam, come on. He came. First of all, he said that there was a reputation of the guys being soft. So, okay. Yep. He had the reputation of being
you
soft.
You could have changed that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Nothing, dude. I would much rather we kept Javon Holland, but it was very clear Javon Holland was
ready to go. One of the cool things about every level of football that I played was the coach would bring me in and say, we just want you to be you. Mm. You go out there and cause havoc.
Yeah.
And that'll get everybody else going. You break tackles. You run over some fools. You just be you. And that's it. So I never had to be anything different than who I was my whole career, which is probably why I got to play so long. A lot of guys have to have different roles and do different things and, you know, and then it gets to a level of uncomfortability where you're trying to fill a role on a team, right? All they did was, hey, you're going to get your 10 to 15 carries. Go do you. That's it.
So is this a thumbs up or thumbs down for you?
I would
I had
say
two extra hands so I could give him four thumbs down.
Here's how you know this is going to play out. When number one in your needs is safety, and the guy that's a free agent is a safety, probably means he won't be back.
Good.
When you already saying you need a safety.
Let's go to number 10 now. This is someone who's been a Dolphin for quite some time. Probably won't see a lot of starting action, especially as he gets a little bit older, but he has been serviceable on special teams. Talking about number 10 linebacker Duke Riley.
Special teamers, you don't have to put any importance on re-signing them.
Yeah.
If he does some additional stuff. So I'm going to give him a thumbs up, not because he plays linebacker, but you usually have three or four or five special teams guys that play all the special teams. There's no urgency to re-sign them, but you know they're going to be there. So that's where I look at him. Now, some other team, they might pull the thing that they did with the linebacker from Philly, who ain't never played linebacker before then. He was a special teams guy.
Yeah.
Philly went and got him because they thought he could fill the role at linebacker, and he became an all-pro. So if somebody else looks at him like that, they might not be able to re-sign him. But as far as importance to re-signing him, a special teams guy, no, I think right now he's out there weighing his options. The Dolphins aren't weighing options with special teams.
All right. Now, just because we got to hit a break pretty soon, I'm going to go ahead and fast forward to the top of this list here. And Leroy, I need a thumbs up or a thumbs down on these top five. You ready?
Yep.
Kendall Lamb, is that thumbs up or thumbs down for you? Should the Dolphins re-sign this person?
Yep.
All right. Depth at the tackle, I like that with re-signing. Number four, Jeff Wilson Jr., backfield. What do you think? Thumbs down to him. Yeah, I agree.
They love him. Some of these young guys got to start running a little more physical.
Yeah.
But you have a physical running back, but you don't have a physical run game.
Yeah.
So what are you going to do with him?
Yeah, we also just signed Alexander Mattison.
Mattison.
It doesn't matter. If you have a physical running back but don't have a physical run game, it makes him null and void.
And plus, got three backs already, man.
Yeah.
Right. Exactly. You got three backs.
And same thing
You keep five or six backs.
Right. But
two of them be special teamers.
All right, number three, Emmanuel Ogba. Thumbs up or thumbs down on that one? Thumbs up.
Yeah, you
like some Ogba.
People underestimate the versatility of Emmanuel Ogba.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
That guy came in. He was a nose tackle.
Yeah.
Right? Then Fangs came in, moved him to outside because he went 3-4.
Yeah.
He didn't play as much, but he was able to play there. Then the outside guys got hurt. He was able to move outside again, back inside, then back outside. He's very versatile across the defensive line. I think he was a victim of schematics and not a victim of his ability to play. I think absolutely to create depth, to have a guy you can move around, you definitely should. He definitely gets a thumbs up.
All right. Now the final two. Number two, guard Isaiah Wynn. Thumbs up or thumbs down for you?
Got to be a thumbs up because he's the one. He's the one that keeps Liam Eikenberg off the field.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, I'm just telling you. That's real talk.
For sure. And that's best for everybody, really.
Right.
And then number one should be no surprise, Calais Campbell.
Well, Calais Campbell going to do what he want to do.
Thumbs down, Campbell?
I want him to win a title.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
Oh, you don't want – we looking at this from the standpoint of the Dolphins.
I know, yeah. But I want him to win a title.
Not how you feel about Calais.
No, obviously, Calais comes back. Though. Yes, the Dolphins should bring him back.
Yeah. Think about this. Who, first of all, where would he go? And you got to think that that team want him too, because Philly going to be around for a minute.
Philly going to want him. Baltimore would want him back.
You think Baltimore want him back?
Yeah.
I think anybody would want him.
Think he, yeah.
So wait. Let me, I'm going to give you five teams. And you, Calais Campbell, you got to pick one.
Oh, I got a team,
I'll give you six teams. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and throw them out to you.
Go ahead.
Okay. You got Detroit.
Mm-hmm.
You got Buffalo, Kansas City. You have Baltimore, and who else? You got Baltimore, Kansas City, Detroit.
Washington.
You think Washington is competing for a championship?
They got to the NFC Championship game last year.
Yeah, that's true.
They've got Debo Samuel.
Okay, I throw Washington in there,
Tuntle.
And then the Dolphins.
Oof.
Who you got to pick one. See, when you try to play this game,
I'll pick all those teams over the Dolphins.
Yeah, but I'm saying, if you play that game, it's really no guarantee. So, like, yeah. So which one of those teams would you pick?
Maybe Washington. To be honest,
I think I like Washington.
That's not like a good pick.
If I had to pick,
Dan Quinn.
If I had to pick,
Jaden Daniels. Well, we got
it's between these two teams. It'll be between Detroit and it would be just staying here. So that's it. And here's why. Detroit is the only team that the only reason why they didn't have a better showing in the playoffs, and they had a pretty good one, was because I have never seen a team perform the way they did with so many injuries. Right? And the style and the way that they play is conducive to winning a championship. You can say the same thing in Philly. Right? So I'll add Detroit, Philly, and
or State
and the Dolphins.
Gotcha.
The problem in the AFC is, do you want to go to Kansas City and have to deal with Buffalo and Baltimore? Do you want to go to Baltimore and have to not only deal with, you know, Kansas City and Buffalo, but hell, your own division?
Or do you want to stay in Miami where you got to deal with Buffalo and Baltimore and Cincinnati and Kansas City and the Chargers?
But
yeah.
I'm just saying, so it's no different anywhere. The only two teams that I, without a doubt, I can say we'll compete again is Detroit, who Detroit suited up in the championship game. They suited up the worst possible team as far as health that they could have all year. Would you agree with that? With all the injuries they had. So if you look at that team just being healthy. Now, I will also say, I don't know how anybody going to take Philly off that mantle.
Yeah, as of now.
I don't know how that's going to happen. But in AFC, you talking about picking a team that's going to win a championship in AFC, and all the teams you mentioned, ain't nobody even gotten there. Except for
Kansas City.
And Cincinnati. Ain't nobody else been in the Super Bowl. So all them other teams we talking about where I would go to try to win a championship, the only team that's actually been to the championship is Cincinnati.
when we
so come, how do you choose what team you're gonna pick?
When we come back, we will hit you with our latest headlines and much, much more. It's Frog Week on the Tobin and Leroy Show.
WQAM, broadcasting live from the Edmore Sawgrass Auto Mall Studios. Edmore Sawgrass Buick GMC's entire inventory is on.